Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission and Dr. Jeff Edwards, Extension Small Grain Specialist for Oklahoma State University, reminds you to keep an eye on your wheat crop during the winter months.
Keep an eye on those crops and see basically the greenness of the crop and see how they're making it through the winter and monitor the nitrogen status in those fields. You know, in the southern Great Plains, we don't have the luxury that they do in other wheat production regions in that we have a lot of acres to cover and our rainfall is very unpredictable. For that reason, we can't make as many just-in-time top dress applications, and we've got to get those rigs rolling there in early to mid-January to make it across those acres and have the nitrogen out there for when the rain does hopefully come in January and February to move that nitrogen into the soil profile.
OSU's Dr. Jeff Edwards. Wheat Watch 2015 is a service of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
We had a mixed day for grain futures. Corn down 3 cents, beans up 11, and then wheat down 9 to 10 cents. Kind of the two different worlds today. The one strong one, the soybeans, closed on their high and in the last few minutes rallied an additional 2 or 3 cents into the close, while wheat did the exact opposite. Wheat sold off 3 cents in the last 60 seconds of trading. They went from about 522 in Chicago to 557 in the Kansas City marches to close down 10 to 10 and a half cents. So quite disappointing close there, especially since we've reached those levels we haven't seen since the end of September and the 1st of October. Reaching those levels is really quite bearish, especially if the market goes through that. At this point, of course, the wheat crop looks pretty good, and that's negative for prices overall. There is some talk out of the Eastern Europe and the Ukraine and Russia situation. And they're having a special meeting with NATO regarding some new developments going on between the Russians and the Ukrainians. That could flare back up and cause some wheat to rebound. But at this point, everything looks pretty negative.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Exports this morning were 55.9 million bushels for soybeans. On the high end of the range, we were looking for 48 to 55, and that ends up being 1.522 million metric tons. Corn, 34.9 million bushels, looking for 23 to 28, so bullish for corn, and that was 886,000 metric tons. And then wheat was negative at 9.6 million bushels. We're looking for 10 to 15. Overall, bullish corn, bullish beans, negative wheat. It was kind of interesting to see that corn was the most bullish and corn actually closed down 3 cents. Now, most of the news stories regarding the grain markets that kind of indirectly affects the grain market, they're either revolving some new flare-up tension in the Russian-Ukrainian crisis or the fact that the oil market, which is the center of a lot of the markets, the oil market, of course, right now is down about 30 cents, but there's a lot of talk that the bottom could be near. And then if you look at the ethanol production has been negative for 2 weeks now, or profit margins have been negative for the last 2 weeks for ethanol in Iowa. So if we quit producing ethanol and oil hovers and stays down here low, that could be negative for grains for the long term.
And your number?
It's 877-431-9805.
Thank you, Justin. Recapping today's markets, February live cattle down 52 at 149.82, April down 80 at 148 even. March feeder cattle down 185 at 199.97, April down 145 at 201.10. February lean hogs up 152 at 70.82, April up $2 at 72.65. In the grains, March Kansas City wheat down 9.5 at 554.5, May down 9 at 960. March Chicago wheat down 9.5 at 520.5. March corn down 2.75 at 384, May down 2.75 at 392.5. March soybeans up 10.75 at 983.5, May up 10.75 at 990.25. March cotton up 132 at 58.62, May up 125 at 59.45. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.